get here?
All right, everybody. Welcome to How Did I Get Here? And we are your hosts. I'm Jay and…
Alexa.
Go for
it. Yes. Hello. Welcome back to How Did I Get Here? Where we live our best lives on the internet. And we come out on the other side knowing more but not feeling that much smarter. We are your hosts and you are so welcome for that. 2021, whole year, and we still don't know what the heck that means.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, check out youtube.com/divepods for full episodes. Can positivity be toxic? What do you think?
Yes, it can be.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You all are fake.
I'm going to say it one more time, Jay.
Fake. Dude. Yeah, dude, some people just be, oh my God. Especially like all over like
social media.
I just can't believe the amount of this I see. Like, mm-hmm. I know y'all, dude, people just aren't like that. Like, oh, I hope you get better. Oh my God. I hope you're okay. Like, oh, I stepped on my pinky toe. Oh my God, I hope you recover. I'm like, bro, like…
I mean, there are some people in this world that actually have pure intentions no matter what. And they want to be caring and everything. But when it comes to people that you know it's superficial and they're just saying it because they're obliged. Like,
I don't get it. Like, it's so… And people eat it up. That's mm-hmm. like, that's like the craziest part for me because it's so apparent.
Mm-hmm. What does the term toxic positivity mean? This is from Vogue magazine.
Mm.
We trust Vogue. Clinical psychologist Dr. Jamie Zuckerman explains, toxic positivity is a societal assumption that a person, despite their emotional pain or gravity of their situation, should only strive to have a positive outlook. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. I feel that because, you know…
It's actually different from what I thought it was.
Well… I think it is different from what you think. I think you're thinking about people's facades they do on social media.
Yeah, it's being fake.
Yeah, I mean, that could play into this though. I mean, you see like influencers that are like, make sure every day you live a life of gratitude. And it's like, not all of us can afford that all the time. Not saying you should live your life in sorrow and wallow in all of your sadness and whatnot because that's not healthy.
True,
fake positive and overly positive to the point of it being incredibly superficial, that's also not healthy.
It's really not. But people eat it up anyway.
Well, I think it's… Why do you think people eat it up though?
I don't know. Because they're stupid?
I think it's because we live in a sad world at the moment and people are striving to search for positivity. So any inkling of it, they can find the latch onto it whether or not it's superficial or like real.
That's crazy because on the internet, I feel like it's the actual opposite.
Really?
People are just so angry that they're looking for somewhere to vent their anger out on. So if anything, I would assume that once they spot the fakeness, because the fakeness is so apparent in some of these like statements and mm-hmm. replies and mentions like on Instagram or Twitter or social media or whatever other platform they use, like it's so apparent that it's fake.
Mm.
It's literally a white canvas and there's spots of black on it. And I don't know how they don't see the black, but all they see is white.
So rather than toxic positivity, I think you're talking about when people are trying to be
fake,
like nice to people to seem like they have the good graces of a different person.
Yes.
Yeah. So clout chasing in essence.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I get. Trust me, I get that.
Is this different? Is toxic positivity different?
It's different.
It's tied into.
They're,
it. Okay.
Yeah, they make sense. They're under the same umbrella. I would assume.
Okay, so I actually have been wow, I'm a bad person. I've been doing this a lot. I've been doing this a lot on stream because like I've been streaming this game called Rust, and it's a server with a bunch of Twitch creators mm-hmm. and Twitch content creators, and I straight up get cussed out. I get accused of things. I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. It's all right, you know, like the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like one guy called me a K-pop Andy, and I was like, I am honored. You know who I am and what I do. Toxic positivity.
Yeah. I mean, when you go on that, there's a whole other tangent, but it still makes sense. I mean, for people that are in the spotlight, like you and I, because we're artists, I feel like there's a certain obligation that we have to never respond to the negative things in a negative way, because we are like supposed to and like obliged to like be positive no matter what, because
that's such a double standard.
I mean,
dude.
I agree, it is a double standard, but at the end of the day, I mean, speaking personally at least, I know that there are some people that are my fans that, like, you know, I'm like one of the only positive things in their life. So if I do anything slightly negative, I don't want that to influence them and think, oh, okay, maybe this is like, maybe there's no positivity in the world. You get what I mean? Like, yeah, I mean, I try to be real as possible, but I don't show all the negative things going on in here all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely see where you're coming from.
Mm.
I mean, I guess being in this sphere where you're centered on with a spotlight and you're expected to be a role model, it is good to remain positive. I see the problem with it, toxic positivity. And this is something that I feel like I preach a lot. Like, we're idols. We're supposed to be idols, right? The term coined for us is idol.
Exactly,
we're
not just idolized. Singer. Right.
Yeah. So what kind of role models would we be if we only showed our perfect selves?
Mm.
I think. Exactly. I think that's exactly what toxic positivity is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah. I fully agree with you that, you know, you gotta be as real as you can, but you can't show all of it.
Like, in moderation, that's the thing.
In moderation.
Like, from what I understand, because I was a K-pop fan before I got into this career in general. You know, I enjoyed seeing when the artists that I liked were very human, when they showed their flaws, made mistakes. Because I'm like, okay, like, you're still one of us. You're not perfect. You're not something to be idolized in a sense, I guess.
Mm.
So, I mean, you know, remaining positive and reacting in… what's the word I want to say? I don't know. But I don't know. I think it just comes with… You know, my brain had a thing going on and then it just…
It does
out
that.
Of my head. It just yeeted out
it's
of
okay.
my head.
It's so. All right. It's all right. But I mean, all in all, toxic positivity… I think is something that we need to pay a little bit more attention to.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming more and more predominant within social media circles. Especially between content creators, I think.
Mm.
Like, just being involved and seeing the reactions, like, oh, like, this person, this. And then someone will reply, vouch.
Mm.
Like, up to that, I think that's cool.
Mm.
But, like, sometimes people are like, oh, like, I'm gonna take a break because of something. And then you see all these replies of people going like, oh, I hope you feel better. Get better soon. We love you. Like, do you really love them? Really?
Well…
You take a bullet for them? Do you really love them?
Oh, child. Oh.
Like…
Oh, child. So, from the Washington Post, we have… Why should we ditch toxic positivity? Would you care to read this? Or shall I?
I shall read it.
All right.
All right. Toxic positivity is an invisible force causing people to become less successful, more selfish, and even more gullible.
Hmm.
Facts.
That yeah. was easy. I okay. mean, that too. But you know why we should ditch it? So, while cultivating things and scrolling. Yep, okay. So, some examples of toxic positivity phrases are… It'll all be fine.
Mm.
You should smile more. Don't worry about it.
Ah.
It could be worse.
Ah.
Don't be so negative.
Ah.
Always look on the bright side.
Ah.
Everything happens for a reason. Ah. Think happy thoughts.
Good vibes only.
Mm, live, laugh, love. No, I mean… Specifically, I think one that I take to heart is it could be worse.
It could be worse.
One specific thing of toxic positivity is I have a bad habit of this for myself. It's, you know, no matter what someone is going through, never compare someone's problems. Because what could be something small to you could be the end of the world for someone else. So don't tell them, oh, it could be worse. It's like, no, this is the absolute worst. Like, you know.
That's very mature of you, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's very developed.
So it's just, you know, never tell someone it could be worse because you don't understand like the background and like what's the word I'm looking for?
The context.
The context of everything that they're feeling. So never tell someone it could be worse. Because granted, things technically could be worse. But in basically saying, you know, your situation isn't that bad, you are completely invalidating everything they've gone through. Like that is such an invalidating statement.
True. All right. Well, I guess instead of saying these toxic phrases, we can replace them with, how can I help you? Is everything okay? What can I do to make it less stressful for you? This is tough. Can I do anything? It must be hard. Tell me about it. It's so hard to see all the good in the situation, but we'll make sense of it when we can. Oh, I like that one. I like that one. do you want to talk about it? I feel like that's always a good one. Mm-hmm. I know things can get really tough. I'm here for you. Validation.
Mm.
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 Reassuring.
Exactly.
Mm.
Because it's like, you know, in a way, these statements, you know, they acknowledge the negative, but they also try to provide some kind of positive in being like, I'm here for you. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So, those are
actually, I think what Diane said is a really, really good point.
Mm.
Because everything on the toxic positivity phrases is something that a lot of people use, like, oh, it could be worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You should think on the bright side.
Mm-hmm.
At least we have this silver lining, blah, 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 blah. None of them are really addressing the situation. They're just mm-hmm. letting them pass by.
Sweeping them under the rug.
Yeah. And then we both know what happens when you keep sweeping things under the mm-hmm. rug. That rug piles up, becomes a mountain, and eats you alive.
Correct.
True. Mm. Actual Cookie Monster, IRL.
Yes.
Mm. But I feel like maybe slowly starting to replace these, because I got to replace a lot of these as well, because I use them as well.
Mm.
Maybe how can I help you? Is everything okay? What can I do to make it less stressful for you? I'm here for you. Do you want to talk about it? Maybe if we switch over to these kinds of phrases, it could actually turn out a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And we could be a better help to whoever we're talking to.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, now that we've talked about what we want to talk about, we are going to rest our weary ears with Ige Pillows. Give me your loneliness, and I'll give you mine. Leave all your tears while we're silent, live for night. I know you feel a mess, and your pillow won't dry. Come lay on me and step in your mind. To the voice in your head, pulling all memories, making me sad. All right, and that was Ej x Keshi, Pillows. Now, Pillows is an interesting song. Speaking of Pillows, speaking of Ej x Keshi, speaking of Keshi, we just had Keshi.
We did.
We had Casey on the podcast. That was kind of an interesting experience being able to, you know, talk about someone who I've written a song with and literally produced
La Musica
with on this podcast. And I think we had a really good time. So if anyone else I collaborated with or featured for, Rich Brian, would like to come on and talk about things, I think that'd be really great.
Yeah.
You know? Or, you know, people that we like and that we idolize in music. Who do you idolize?
Oh. there's a few people, but I don't really know if that's tangible. So…
I mean, who are we thinking?
No, I mean, not tangible, trust me.
Okay. Well, Drake, if you ever want to come out on How Did I Get Here, we would gladly have you here. I have loved you from You Could Thank Me Now all the way to now. So,
Diane's face.
I mean, that's cool. Joji, we love you. Nikki, we are big fans. Literally just musicians, help me, please. Clout, please.
Help the J-man. The Ej-man. Listen to Ej. Don't be clout chaser, but also give me the clout. Give me the clout. I'm hungry. Jay hungry.
Yo. If you're going to clout chase, be shameless like me. Be shameless.
Okay.
Be shameless. It's all about the grind. Okay? Absolutely shameless. The grind. Anyway, that's the first one.
Yeah.
Oh wait, that wasn't even a question.
No,
huh?
It wasn't.
Sorry, I just went off on a tangent. Look, Brian, I feel like you would be a great addition to this two-man duo team right here for a podcast. Like, come out, show us some love, and then we'll show you some love. And then you and Nikki can come out, and then I can fanboy over everyone's music at 88. And then eventually Joji can come out of hiding as well. And then we could just all have a hot pot. Of happiness.
Ooh, hot pot sounds good. It'd
be a great time. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, now that we answered some of your questions, just kidding. Now that we've answered our questions, we're gonna move on and reciprocate the love and ask some of your questions.
Yes.
First question comes from
Fuzzy, not socks, but like salt, like last name, Fuzzy Salt on Twitter. This reads: what is your go-to Subway order? Mine is so boring.
Mine's pretty boring too. What's yours?
Okay, so mine, it's either the white bread or like the hearty bread because bread good. It's turkey with lettuce, jalapeno, pickle, and olive. Occasionally with avocado if I want avocado. If not, then bleh. But I don't get any sauce or cheese or anything. So.
That's crazy. You know what? Everyone has a specific Subway sandwich. That's actually nuts.
Does anybody have the same sandwich as me? Comment.
Somebody must have it.
Somebody's my sandwich twin.
Yeah. I got the Philly cheesesteak. Lettuce, no tomato, onions, jalapenos, Thousand Island, Chipotle sauce, and that's it.
You don't like tomatoes?
I think tomatoes taste very weird. They're like bland, but they're very flavorful at the same time. Plus, I feel like I'm allergic to it.
Oh no, okay. You're allergic to everything.
See, you know what the tricky thing about that is with me? It's like, I don't know if I'm actually allergic to things or I'm just allergic to the stress of eating things, thinking that I might be allergic to them.
Hypochondriac.
The what?
Hypochondriac.
What's a hypo what?
Hypochondriac is the kind of people that like basically convince themselves that they are like sick. Like they act like it because they think they are. So like, you know, if you might think you're allergic to something, it's like, oh, maybe I am. And then, I don't know. That's not the Webster definition. But
wait, can I hypochondriac myself into not being allergic to cats? Because I really want a cat.
I also want a good cat.
Yeah, I want a cat really badly. Is that a thing you can do?
Well, your cells reset themselves every 7 years. Because I used to not be lactose intolerant. And now I am when I turn 21.
Wait, really?
I was not used to be milk allergic.
I mean, it's not being allergic. You think I'm less allergic now?
I mean, it's a possibility.
I want cats so bad.
I mean, when in doubt, you could get a sphinx cat because they don't have like dander.
But sphinx cats are ugly.
They're so cute. They're the hairless demons.
They look like
I love
naked
them.
Mole rats, man.
Right.
That's cat.
Wait, no. They're. Russian blue. Russian blues are so cute. And then there's one that have like curly fur, so they look like fluffy little couches. And
guys, Google it. There is no truly hypoallergenic cat. I have researched days and days on this because I want a little kitten so badly. That would be so cute. Have you seen their paws?
Yes.
They are so cute.
You've seen the light.
Dogs are needy, dude. Dogs are super needy. Cats just like… they just come and go as they please. Mm. They're independent.
Yeah.
I like my cats independent. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Next question.
Next question is from… I also cannot read. After BCD on the Twitter. A question. What do you think would happen if there was no internet? And what would you do if the internet hadn't been invented in the first place?
If the internet had never been invented in the first place…
I would not be here.
Yeah. For sure. Wait, why? Did your parents meet on like…
No. I mean, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. Like, I wouldn't have found out about K-pop that way.
Ah, true. Mm-hmm. That's facts. That's facts. You'll still be playing backyard in your creek.
What?
Didn't you have a creek in your backyard?
I do, but what kind of backwater do you think I am?
No, I just have a fantasy about it. I just have a fantasy about… like that Tom Sawyer type vibe.
No,
like
I
painting
do not.
Your fence.
We didn't have a picket fence.
You did?
No, we had like a iron rail fence. Like
that's whack. I had a picket fence.
Okay, Mr. California. All right.
I had a picket fence. That's why.
Of course you would. Well, internet. No internet. What happened if we did not have the internet? Like, if you think about it, we wouldn't have music streaming or anything.
True. CDs would still be a thing.
I still like buying CDs though.
Yeah. I mean, but do you?
I do.
As like a collectible? Like you just never opened them?
Well, it depends. Because like I have a lot of CDs. Well, had a lot of CDs that were my parents back home. I would take them and put them in my car. Because you know, my car was old. It didn't have like a USB thing. But I mean, you know, once again, I used to be a K-pop fan before all this. I would buy…
Damn, you just said… You just said my car was old.
It was a 2006 model.
Dude… When I was driving in 2010, everyone was still using CD players for sure.
Yeah. So, it was a 2006 model. So.
Damn, I feel that. Okay.
Yeah. At least it didn't have the cranking windows. It was electric. So.
We actually did have that. Mm. When you pick up your phone, are you signaling that you're calling someone?
No, I'm trying to lock it because there were texts from staff.
No. I mean like when you're… like you're like, hey, I'll call you. But like they're like super far away. How do you signal to your friend that you're going to call them? Okay. Setting. Oh, like yeah. You're in a club. You're at the club, okay? Super loud. Instance everywhere, okay? Your friend was led away. Super hot guy. Okay? Uh-huh. Whatever. They're at the other side of the club. Uh-huh. Blaring music. Ears hurt. Pain. Pain everywhere.
Very much, yes.
She's like… she's shouting something to you. Uh-huh. You can't hear. You're like… I can't hear you. She's like… And then you're like, I'll call you. How do you do that?
I mean, I've never experienced this before in my life. But the thing is, if you're in a club, why would I call her if I can't hear in the first place? I would be like… I point to phone and I would say, text you now.
That's actually really logical. Okay, never mind. That didn't go the way that I thought it would.
But Jay, if
that's
you were
really
in the club… How would you signal to your friend, hey, no, I'm going to message you now because I don't know what you're doing.
Okay, because this is what I've heard. This is what I've heard. The ages have changed, my friends. Mm-hmm. The times have passed. Uh-huh. And now kids will be like, hey, I'll call you.
Yeah.
Okay. See, it's different.
I'm confused.
It's this. Hey, I'll call you. Oh, they're this?
I'm so confused.
We're this.
Yeah, I do this.
We're this. They're this? Yeah. What the?
I've always done this, so like if I say like call me later, like
I'll I've never seen this in my
life. I do
life.
This.
Yeah, everyone does this.
Man,
I thought it's this. I thought it's this. Like the brick, you hold the brick.
Are you living like in the 80s in your head? Like,
no, like the iPhone. Like I'll call you. You know what I mean?
I've always done this.
That's what I heard kids do.
Really?
Yeah. You should know.
So
you're
you think I'm that weird middle ground between like Gen Z and the millennial?
You need to stop trying to stick in with us.
No,
okay, we don't accept you.
96.
Alexa.
Look it up online.
You're not accepted
into
90s territory.
Nobody knows what 96 is. What is 96? Some people said I'm a millennial. Some people said I'm Gen Z. I'm having an identity crisis. What am I?
You're Gen Z.
then why do I know so many things that y'all boomers do?
See, this is exactly Gen Z. This is Gen Z behavior right here.
Did
this is
cap?
Woke culture
I don't
at
even
its
know what
finest.
Cap means.
Wow, that was pretty good breathing. Okay, anyway.
Thank you.
All right. Was that the question?
No, that was a question. Internet.
I don't know, dude. If there's no internet, we're all screwed.
Basically.
Okay. If you guys have any more questions, you can send them to us at #HDIGH and let us know what we should be venturing into on our next big question in search. And you can send these questions to our Instagram at Twitter. Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios, youtube.com/Dive Studios, and youtube.com/Dive Pods for full episodes, TikTok at The Dive Studios. And also, don't forget to subscribe and to review the podcast. And we will see you guys next time.
Bye bye.
How did I get here? With Jay.